Total system capacity and throughput. Visibility is needed to provide transportation planners with information on future shipping requirements with a long enough lead time to arrange for sufficient aggregate capacity. If transportation planners get information on not only current but also anticipated shipping requirements, they can reduce the times when they need to resort to LTL or LCL shipping by ordering full loads, even though some goods will be arriving early. As long as the increased storage costs do not outweigh the transportation savings, this will be a good choice. Likewise, warehousing needs to know aggregate inventory requirements long enough in advance to have sufficient staff and storage capacity. In order to maximize assets, costs, and potentially overall throughput, inbound and outbound capacity should be planned together. This allows transportation capacity planning to maximize the use of assets and individual shipment opportunities to reduce the need for capacity expansion. Prerequisites for this may include combining the inbound and outbound capacity planning functions into a single department, as well as proper network design to include facilities that are capable of blending the needs of various functions and are located close enough to various facilities to fulfill both inbound and outbound requirements. A focus on total system capacity may provide numerous opportunities for cost savings, such as finding opportunities for loaded backhauls. Finding just a few areas for loaded backhauls on regular routes can save a lot of money. Using drop trailer methods. This involves having a driver drop off a trailer and pick up a new loaded trailer, rather than waiting for the initial trailer to be unloaded. This reduces the cost of the driver's time and the potential incremental cost to the shipper. Using the same driver and vehicle on both ends of a cross-docking arrangement. The driver drops off a shipment at a receiving dock, and then drives to a shipping dock to pick up a different assortment. This concept can be extended to the supply chain, where it is sometimes called collaborative transportation management. It involves sharing information on demand forecast and supply, capacity constraints and excess capacity, and planned events with one's suppliers, carriers, 3PLs, and customers. Loaded backhauls might be much more readily available this way. In another example, it could involve developing shared use facilities. Europe is a good example of locations where co-owned shipping hubs are used to allow various parties to share warehouse costs and consolidate loads with other party shipments.